Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to you. Nice of you to come.
I've been asked to tell you that your teacher will be here next time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We look forward to that.
I know someone said you get quite excited.
We've learned a lot. What do you do in spirit?
What do I do?
Apart from passing on the message.
When I first came, I was a nurse.
Yeah.
Helping those who come, who've had illnesses for a long time and need some spiritual healing.
Yeah.
Because it's slightly different here than it is on the earth. But the people are still the same. The people are loving and kind and good, mostly. Yes. So, when I asked if I could call here, I knew that there would be healing that would interest me. And I intend when I go back to spirit that I will be involved in the healing methods for these people.
Well, that's very kind.
Thank you.
Gratefully received.
Yes. But I find that I'm becoming more interested in older people upon the earth who are afraid to say they wish to return. So I find that work very, very good.
You mean older people?
Yes.
On the planet?
Yes.
When they go over, they wish to return?
No, no.
They wish to return to spirit.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I think my mum's in that category.
And my auntie.
Yes. There's quite a lot of people like it, although they would probably never admit to it.
Do you think they're medicated out of actually realising what an awful situation they're in?
Yes. People, even when they deny things, they are still prone to, whether it's meditation or listening, whatever it may be, that is how they go about their lives.
I didn't mean meditation, I meant medication, like tablets that would keep them drowsy most of the time.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I meant a meditation. Yeah, there are so many people in the world who are afraid. If they are not, shall I say, religious in any way, it is even more frightening for them.
Do you think they don't want their loved ones to be without them? Do you think, you know?
Some may feel that way, but I would imagine it's just, it's like any fear of the unknown. It just becomes an all-encompassing feeling.
And they can tell you the opposite as well. I know my mother, Sally Mitt said she was frightened and hanging on.
Yes.
Then I could see it after Reed reminded me. But she would still say, no, she was not frightened.
Yes.
And it took a little while before she decided she really wanted to go.
Yes, many people, especially in your hospitals, are saying, I would like to go. But they would like to go on their terms, which they could do if they truly believed, if they truly felt loved and protected, which they are anyway. But they don't see it that way.
It's a
big problem on your planet.
Yeah.
Yes, there aren't enough guiding. The earthly religions don't prepare people for the after, well, for the real life, for the when they leave the physical body. They they're misled a bit about, you know, talking of not very nice places like hell or whatever.
And yes,
yeah,
they're I too would be afraid if I was told that. Wouldn't you be?
Yes.
Instead,
it's all a bit of a nonsense.
Yes, very much.
We try to explain it with, you know, to people we know come across, but
I know I have been told you are one of those groups of people who are spreading the word, if you like, and telling people the truth about death.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, but it's a slow job.
Yes.
There's a lot more work to do.
Yes.
We need a more, are they soul midwives or doulas, death doulas or something, you know, that ease people into the real life the way midwives ease babies into this life.
Dying is really your birth. It is a wonderful process, but people hang on to life upon the earth, which causes them, I almost said suspicion, but that is not the word, but they do not always believe what they are told. They want proof before they will enter into that passageway into spirit.
Or sometimes they're expecting somebody to come and visit and say a word before they decide to let go.
But what happens to those who do not truly believe in anything is that those loved ones are held back. And the person suffers even more. Instead of thanking for their lives upon the earth and shedding off those overcoats of humanity and just go.
Lots of people just before they die want to see a priest or a vicar, and they've not really been religious.
It is like people will always call on God, even if they have denied any such thing. When they are in trouble or dying, their words are usually, God help me. It is very sad. So I like to do that kind of work. I like to come close to them until they can feel me with them, and just gently ease them from their overcoats, if you like.
I always thought that you know, there was a time to come and a time to go, but
there is time,
but you have free will. I learnt that with my mother.
There is a time to go, but it can be eked out a little if the free will is determined to stay. And of course that then people suffer from that viewpoint.
I prepared my father, who has been with us tonight, I understand, but I prepared my father for years before with answering his questions. And when it came to his passing, it was the most beautiful death experience, because I helped him to go.
That is how it should be. Death should be a wonderful experience. Of course there will be the personal sadness, the missing of the human touch, all of those things. And of course you are only human, and you will be sorry to lose them.
I asked him to do. He was profoundly almost deaf, but I believe that the last hour or so of his life he could hear completely. So he listened to everything I said, and you could just feel him listening and letting go. It's an experience I'll never forget, never.
You did the correct thing, and I'm sure your father will always be grateful for that help. I'm sure he will be. But Yes, if only you could listen to the soft word of someone helping you, then it allows us in spirit to come even closer to.
Yes.
This is a beautiful experience.
It's something that I'd actually like to do, actually, in hospices or hospitals. And I know the instrument that you're using has also said in the past that she would like to help people.
Yes, she has been used for people. Not many, because it is a choice that you have to personally make.
Yes.
But I'm sure she would not mind me saying that she felt a great love for doing that.
It's a feeling that stays with you. You're right, the grief started to set upon, but I felt that he'd expanded and taken me with him in some way.
Yes, you would be allowed to go so far.
Yeah.
And then the soul, the spirit must go forward on its own.
Yeah.
As I'm told, this group also realizes with the rescues that sometimes takes place. But it's just something I am very pleased to do and hope to continue for some time.
Well, if we can help you in any way, then you let us know.
Thank you very much. That is very kind of you. Now, I will take some leave from you. I'm so pleased to have met each and every one of you.
Could I ask you a question before you go?
Yes.
If people have made perhaps a pre-life contract or even something they've said or done in this life, could they just be given the opportunity of being with people when they die rather than actually actively looking for people that are dying? As an example, a friend of mine has had 5 people die in her arms, and she just, you know, she just does it now. But it's not something that she would have actively said, yes, I plan to be with X, Y, and Z when they die.
No, but she has found that in doing so, she is expanding her own spirit. So even although it is something she's not conscious of, it would have been something that would have been talked about or discussed before she came to this life.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. There are people who come to this planet who are natural healers. There are other people who come to this planet who refuse to believe anything at all. But there comes a point where you cannot deny what you know. And as the dear lady before you has said, she helped a loved one because of what she had learned. And that is open to all people. The love of the great Creator is with all of you. And if you use your own free will, much can be accomplished. So, she, that lady, I would say, and I know it is an expression in your world, is an angel in disguise.
Oh, lovely, she'll love that. Well, she'll be too modest to accept it, probably.
Yes, very often it is the modest of people who are great healers, because the ego is subdued. Even although they are not aware of it, it is something that the great Creator has blessed them with when they return to an incarnation. I hope that has helped you.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Thank you.